Welcome to Two Therapists Talking. The hope for this podcast is to talk about important issues related to couples and individuals who are struggling in their lives with many different issues. I'm David Thompson, a marriage and family therapist.
And I'm Sherry Christensen, marriage and family therapist. Please join us as we explore these issues together, and we hope you will learn and be enlightened along the way. Come find us at twotherapisttalking.com. If you like what you're hearing, please get on and rate us and subscribe to the podcast.
Hi, welcome back to Two Therapists Talking. I'm David.
And I'm Sherry.
And today we want to talk about something that has proven really, really effective for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And likely something you've heard about before, but we're hoping to go into maybe a little more detail.
Yeah.
And help you to understand it.
Yeah. It's a therapeutic theory called IFS.
IFS.
Yeah.
What does that stand for?
It stands for Internal Family Systems. And this is a theory that Dick Schwartz developed. And he is a family systems therapist. And so we wanted to talk about it because it's really kind of, it's a little bit of a buzzword in the therapy world. And a lot of people are really finding a lot of value in using it individually and like as a way to understand themselves.
And it's almost a little bit misleading when you hear it, internal family systems, and then you get into what it really is in terms of parts. At least for
right.
me, it's like you don't think family when you're hearing about the parts. But then I
yes.
can see why it's called internal family systems, because that's sort of the end goal, is like a highly functioning, balanced,
internal.
Healthy family.
Yes. Yep. Internal family
system of parts. So good concepts overall that I think are really, really helpful that I would bet most, if not all, therapists use the concept of parts.
Yeah.
But then there's also very specific way of doing therapy using IFS. And so, like,
yeah.
I don't do a lot of IFS specific, but I
right.
definitely love the concept of parts. So what about
yes.
that?
Yes. I think that, and I think a lot of people use that in everyday life, right?
Yeah.
So it feels kind of intuitive when you start talking about, I'm like, a part of me is really nervous about this thing coming up, but a part of me is kind of excited because
yeah.
I've been looking forward to this, right? And so you hear people use that language, which is actually why he started developing this theory, is in his family therapy that he was doing and individual therapy that he's doing with people, he started noticing that everybody talks this way.
Kind of naturally,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Naturally.
Yeah.
And so he started digging into that and sort of developing this theory. And he said a lot of people kind of criticize the fact that he just calls them parts. But he's like, it's just so intuitive and it makes sense.
Hmm.
And people just will call it that and they will just start talking about it that
way.
What
else would you call it?
Yeah. So like, oh, that's not very theoretical and fancy.
Yeah, I guess not.
But he's like, that doesn't make any sense.
We're opting for easy to understand versus technical and
yeah. Well, all fancy so you can feel good about yourself that you developed some cool theory. So family systems is actually a theory that both David and I work from generally because we're marriage and family therapists.
As opposed to
a CMHC
yeah.
or an LCSW. Well, yeah, CMHC is a
clinical
mental health counselor.
Or an LCSW social worker.
Yep.
Yeah, there's different.
Right. Or clinical psychologist.
Yeah.
And family, an LMFT, marriage and family therapist, is someone who works from a different theoretical perspective than those others, which are more individual based. Let's look at your individual psyche, and that's really the only thing that matters. But family systems theory, which is what LMFTs are trained in, is about the family systems and other systems. It's all about how, yes, we have our own individual stuff, but you need to be aware of the systems that you're engaged in and how those systems affect what's going on for you. Right. And what you do affects them.
Maybe more likely to want to see the couple or the entire family.
Right.
Because that is part of whatever issue, challenge, struggle we're right. facing likely. And you see this a lot in family therapy where, or for children or youth or teenagers coming in, mm-hmm. we will want to talk to the parents because they yes. don't stand independent of the system they're in, which is kind of like, well, of course not, especially for children.
Right.
But that kind of remains, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you like, I think one of the easiest ways that I found examples to explain it to people is kids will go off to college, right? And they become really independent and they, you know, are taking care of themselves in all these different ways. And then they come home for the summer. And a lot of times they will get frustrated by how things are going. That, oh, I'm just treated like a little kid.
Right.
I'm being treated like this and that, but I'm not that anymore. Yeah, you notice it because you've been outside of that system in other systems, and then you come back to it. So that's kind of a good way of noticing those systems, and then all those systems affect how you are and interact and affect what's going on inside of you.
Yep.
So with internal family systems, IFS, we're looking at how you have different parts inside of you and how those parts interact with each other.
Right.
So this is going to sound like I've had people say, gosh, this sounds like, well, it's not called this anymore. It sounds like we're talking about multiple personality disorder. Oh, yeah. And you just have all these people living inside of you.
Schizophrenia or something.
Yes. And now it's not multiple personality disorder, it's dissociative identity disorder, but that's usually what people think of when they hear this sometimes. And it's not that. Although
it's normal and healthy to have parts, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Although I think Dick would say, oh yeah, those are actually all parts too.
Yeah.
But they've just fractured so distinctly.
Yeah.
But it is a healthy thing that everyone just has. And just like in a family, you've got parts that really like each other and then parts that get frustrated with each other and are opposed and fight and whatever. This kind of happens inside of ourselves. So if that sounds a little like, whoa, that sounds really out there, just give us a minute. Let us kind of get through a little bit of this.
See if any of it relates and you say, you know what, that actually kind of sounds like maybe that's what's going on.
It kind of works. Yes, kind of fits. So let's start talking about these parts. And I think we're going to do in two episodes on this at least, because there's just a lot to cover and a lot to kind of help you understand a little bit as we get into this. So,
and should we talk a little bit about, let's say you're interested in this or learning more, what's mm-hmm. a really good way to do that?
Yeah.
Because there's a on your own kind of thing, and then there's a with kind of help do some kind of thing. Right?
On your own. Yeah, for sure. Just I think like a lot of different things, just like CBT or anything, you can kind of look, oh, okay, let me learn about my core negative beliefs and like just these different things that you can do on your own. So there's definitely, I think, a few resources we can discuss if you're interested in looking into that. So let's get into those parts. So all of us have these parts inside of us, and probably the most important one to start with as we're explaining is ourself.
Which, listening, you're like, of course, yeah. To sell this theory, you would start with self. No one's going to argue yet. You have yourself, right? Well, in IFS, self is almost like the parent, adult, best self. You can kind of think of it that way.
Right. Almost like if you're religious, it's a lot
your
of people
highest
will
and best, right?
refer to it as their like their spirit. Like, it's inherent in everyone. Everybody's got one. It's present from the time you show up here.
So it's the healthiest, highest self mm-hmm. part.
Yeah. It is always healthy. It's always able to handle things in healthy ways.
Right.
And with that comes, Dick has developed these 8 C's that kind of describe what the self is.
Yep. So here they are. The 8 C's that are present with the self are compassion, curiosity, clarity, creativity, calm, confidence, courage, and connectedness. And you can tell that all of these are very healthy, very clearly not fear or doubt or insecurity, mm-hmm. but very safe and very secure. And the idea is you have this part, everybody has this part, the self, and you can see why it would be so important in connecting to this part or living from this part.
Yes.
We'll talk more about that, but if this part is those 8 C's, you would want this part to be.
Yes.
Running the family, let's say.
Yes. Can you imagine? Yeah. Can you imagine living always from those? Like all of those. It's just a very healthy, grounded, secure space.
Right.
Where you really are going to interact with yourself and other people in this really fantastically healthy way.
And you can see how this really ties in well with a religious context.
It really does. Although he isn't religious at all. I think that's really fascinating. Huh. But it does fit. I think the framework fits very, very well with religious frameworks. And I like that it's so important. I think this is so important because it really comes from a place of we all have what we need to be successful and to be healthy. It's not like, oh, well, you know, you're fundamentally like terrible flawed. And flawed yeah. and we gotta like fix you and we gotta do all this stuff. It really is, comes from this very compassionate, therapeutic lens of you've got it all in there. You have this self there. It's just getting, kind of other parts are getting in the way.
Right.
And it's preventing you from being able to notice and access this part of you. And so the ultimate goal of IFS is to be self-led, is to show up from self in all of the circumstances that you're running into in life. Which, of course, you know, we're not all going to be perfect.
Right.
You know, and even Dick will talk about having to reconnect. Like, okay, there's myself. Okay, I see these parts like that are, let me come back to self so I can show up well in this situation, right? We all will have to do that. But the idea is to be able to get connected enough with ourself and work with our other parts sufficient and heal things and all of that so that we can be self-led moving forward as much as possible.
Which I love the concept because it fits so nicely with what we learn in just mindfulness or meditation or,
exactly,
or
yes.
Eastern traditions of you have everything you need inside of you if you can access it.
Yes.
And so much of the focus is slowing down, breathing, clearing the clutter, mm-hmm. getting other things out of the way. And it's almost like you have this intuition. I call it like the original internet of knowledge and information. If you can access it and slow down enough to access it, it really will guide you where you need to go.
Yes.
Which is a nice thought that you're not dependent on something outside of you that you've got to figure out this puzzle.
Right.
Where is it? How do I get it? How do I know I've got it?
Right.
Someday when I, yeah. So this self that's inside of us, this intuition, this kind of all knowing, all wise, all loving, part concept is, I think it's a great one. And it's a great place to start because it's empowering. I think,
yes,
you know,
yep.
You come into therapy and you have a lot of stuff going wrong. Usually that's why you're coming into therapy. And this theory with the self leading the way and you have it, it's there, I think is a very empowering place to be.
So yes, self, I think, is a fantastic place for us to start and really get connected with this piece that this is us. And this is the real core self, right? And I think it ties back to a lot of what we talk about in the addictive processes. And, you know, David does use a lot of CBT. And so you've kind of probably heard that a lot as we've gone through some of our episodes. But this 2.0 version of ourselves, right, is in a lot of ways getting back to self. It's doing the things that are going to get us back to that place of self.
Yeah.
And connected with ourself. And so I think a lot of things you can kind of tie back into this concept and this theory as we're working on that. I like that when we understand that there's self and then there's other parts of us that get in the way, it's nice to be able to separate those out from like who we fundamentally are.
Yeah.
Right?
Who we really are. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it helps that externalization of it while we're not externalizing it past like outside of us, just that little bit of space, I think, gives us, just like you were saying earlier, David, that like empowerment. It's like I can move forward because I have what I need, and there doesn't have to be like this ultimate shame piece that I am fundamentally broken or right. bad or wrong. Actually, self is just there, and it's always been there. And just there might be other things getting in the way.
And it's really just a matter of helping the self to lead out mm-hmm. instead of the other stuff that's happening.
Yep. Yep. And so that's, yes, again, the ultimate goal of IFS is for the self, is for us to be self-led, right? Yeah. Self-leadership. And that's going to happen in a couple of ways. First, one of the ways that happens is being able to talk to the different parts, and we'll talk about what those other parts are. But to be able to talk to all of our parts and kind of work with them and understand them and hear them so that we can, so that they can get to the point where they can also, they're willing to kind of work with us, and then self can lead out. But also to heal some of those other parts that we're talking about. So again, those other parts we're going to talk about in our next episode are, we all have wounds that develop, and we've got protectors that are either managers or firefighters. And some of these can be exiled, especially our wounds. So I'm just going to throw all those terms at you, and then we're just going to leave it there. And you can have this little...
You can do a little research on your own in between,
yes,
right?
And... Or... We'll give you a little cliffhanger to come back and talk about these. But just intuitively, that makes sense, right? We have wounds. We've got
ways of dealing with those wounds.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, which are protectors, right? So come back, and we'll talk about those next time.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. See you then.
Thank you for listening to Two Therapists Talking. We look forward to sharing more conversations with you. Connect with us at twotherapisttalking.com or email podcast@twotherapisttalking.com. If you like what you're hearing, please get on and rate us and subscribe to the podcast.